And away we go. We are live the day after Christmas, Thursday, December the 26th, 2019. 12:26, 19, 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, and holy moly, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. And this is always kind of a particularly odd time of year between Christmas and New Year's. A lot of people are off work. I know a lot of factories are shut down, and a lot of people get this day off because it is the day after Christmas, and this year Christmas was smack dab in the middle of the week. But not me. I'm here, live, in the morning. And let me just tell you, it was very hard to get here this morning. And the only reason, not hard travel-wise, because the roads are empty. It's very interesting because the last live show we did was on Tuesday morning, which would have been Christmas Eve. And Christmas Eve, Starbucks was packed, McDonald's was packed, the roads were packed, downtown was packed as I was coming to the radio station. This morning, no problem at all. There were no cars, I can report. Now, I'm going to tell you why I did not stop this morning. As I passed McDonald's this morning, there was not one car in the drive-thru. That is a surefire sign that the holiday season is coming to an end when McDonald's has no cars in the drive-thru. Now, here's the irony of this. Normally, I would have stopped in and got a drink because I like their diet fountain drinks. But because it is the day after Christmas, I was totally exhausted. So I was so late getting around this morning, and I woke up long before the alarm. I think everybody's exhausted with the Christmas holiday, and of course I was too. And I went to bed a little early last night, so I thought, well, that'll be good. I'll be refreshed and ready to go this morning. And the alarm went off. I don't know when the alarm went off, but I was up long before the alarm. I can tell you that. I was up probably 5:30 this morning, and just laying in bed thinking about how I did not want to get up. And then you start thinking, oh, well, I got to be up here in just about an hour, and then I got to go do that. And I tell you, the day after Christmas is no fun to come in. But once you're here, you're in a good mood, and I like talking with you, the listening audience out there. So I'm glad to be here now, but boy, it is tough to roll out of bed. And even though I got up early, the point of this story is I still left the house late. I did not get out of the house till, oh gosh, it must have been after 7:30, which means I did not have time to stop at McDonald's this morning, even though there were no cars in line, or I might not have gotten here on time. So that's the way it goes. But I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I know I had a wonderful Christmas. It was a great day. It was nice to be off. How about that weather? It certainly wasn't cold. It wasn't extremely warm, but it is December. It is winter time now. We are in the winter season. So it was a mild Christmas day. Now, it's kind of interesting because I remember having the guy on from the Farmer's Almanac back in August or sometime, and he said we would have a white Christmas. I guess the calculation was a little off this year because we certainly did not have a white Christmas. It was a rather warm and normal Christmas Day. Kind of a nice Christmas Day. Matter of fact, I think Christmas Day had warmer temperatures than Christmas Eve did, which was kind of nice. Saw a lot of people without coats yesterday. Interestingly enough as well is that Christmas Eve was a lot of fun. I had my family over. We had a good time. It was as it always is. I hope yours was as well. And, you know, there's a story this morning that kind of makes me sad. And I hope I get this right. I don't have his name in front of me, but there's a guy, and I couldn't believe this, a reporter, I think he's for ESPN, a sports reporter, let's say that. Maybe not ESPN, but a sports reporter, who had covered the Ohio State-Michigan game back in November, and I guess he'd contracted pneumonia while he was covering... he was covering the Ohio State-Michigan game, and I guess he got pneumonia back in November. And I guess he put up on Twitter, which I don't even have a Twitter. I never tweet. I guess on Twitter he put up that he had contracted pneumonia at the Ohio State-Michigan game, and he did this sometime in November, and usually pneumonia is a pretty treatable thing, a 32-year-old guy. And the irony of all ironies, he passed away yesterday. And that's tough. That's sad. But it just goes to show you there are so many illnesses out there, and you can't take them for granted. I think sometimes people get pneumonia, and I don't think they realize they have it. And they let it go, and they let it go, and they let it go, and they don't get it treated. And even at 32, it can obviously take you away. So we're certainly sorry to hear about that. And you really have to get checked out. When you don't feel well for more than 4 or 5 days, you really have to go get checked out. Now, did anybody have anything interesting happen on Christmas? Does anybody have any good Christmas stories that they would like to share with us? Did you get anything interesting for Christmas? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we are live here this morning. 740-383-9944. Did anything happen of great interest to you on Christmas 2019? Now, I was trying to think. Now, interestingly enough, I got a gift that I think is kind of a practical gift, but I've never really used one before, so I'm going to have to learn how to do this. I got an air fryer for Christmas. Now, I am really not a French fry person or an onion ring person or really anything like that with any type of breading. I mean, I'll eat it if I go out and eat, but I really don't cook it at home. But apparently you can cook meat in this thing. Now, does anybody have an air fryer? Do they have any advice on how to cook with one of these air fryers? Because I guess the idea behind it is you don't have to use grease. Or it drains the grease off or something like that. I haven't opened it yet. It's still in the box. But does anybody have any good recipes or ideas on how to use an air fryer? I guess this is the new popular thing. Remember a few years ago when the George Foreman grill was a popular thing? You could drain all the grease off of everything, and it made life a lot easier, and you didn't have to flip the hamburger, and that was a big thing. Well, now there's the air fryer, which is what I got for Christmas. So does anybody have anything interesting that they would like to put on the table? I'm getting word here that I guess you can cook a steak in an air fryer in 12 minutes. Now, is that right? That doesn't seem right. A steak in an air fryer in 12 minutes? That is awfully, awfully quick. Is that well done? Because if you can cook a steak, I wonder what it is about the air fryer that allows it to cook things so quickly. You know, modern technology is really changing how we cook. There is no doubt about it. And maybe this air fryer is a particular example of that. I wonder how difficult it is to clean. Because one of the things I remember about those George Foreman grills was they were just horrible to clean. Once you would cook the burgers on there, the burgers were good, and it did drain the grease off, but they were horrible to clean, to get in those little crevices and try to clean out the George Foreman grill, and heaven forbid if you let it set for a while, that was awful. Then you had a terrible mess. But does anybody know anything about the air fryers? Does anybody have an air fryer that they use. Oh, I just got word that steak is a medium steak, not a well done. But I don't know. I've never used it. So, and I'm not one to normally read instructions. I mean, that's not true, because I do read instructions from time to time. But my first outing with this air fryer could be a disaster, because I could put the food in there and it could really be trouble if somebody does not tell me how to do it. I might have to, have a instructional class on how to use this air fryer so I don't burn it up. But is it true you don't have to put any grease in there? You don't have to put any cooking spray in there? You just put your meat or whatever in there. There has to be somebody out there, maybe on a keto or an Atkins diet, who probably uses an air fryer quite a bit. Because if it can cook meat that quickly, protein, I would think that that would be a great tool for a lot of people on those keto and Atkins diets. I just don't know how you do a hamburger. Now, it says you can do hamburgers, but I don't know exactly how you would do a hamburger when it came to that. Go ahead, caller.
I bet you thought I was going to call in how to use it, didn't you?
I thought you were, and then I thought, well, maybe she's hungover from Christmas.
You love that, too. But I was, your show came on, I was in the kitchen club unpacking my air fryer that I got this year.
Oh, you got one.
And here's the irony of it, Scott. I mean, now is probably not the best time, for me. Who cares about the grease? But last year, I got everybody an air fryer.
Oh.
Because I thought they were so cool. Everybody got one. Guess who didn't get one?
You didn't get one.
No, I didn't get one because I got everybody else one.
Oh, gosh.
And all year long I said, so how's that air fryer? Oh, it's cool. It's really neat, Mom. Everybody was remarking upon how much they liked it. Well, long story short, I must have mentioned somewhere along the way that how ironic, and so somebody got me an air fryer this year.
So you were unpacking it this morning.
I was unpacking it as you started the program to get everything out on the counter so that I could wash it. To begin with.
Well, it's interesting. Mine is sitting on the kitchen table in the box. I haven't gotten that far yet, but it was explained to me yesterday that you can do hamburgers in this thing, that you can do all kinds of meat, because I said I'm not really a French fry or any of that sort of thing.
Well, see, I was last year.
Oh, yeah, I've eaten a few French fries in my life.
Yeah, I thought, oh, an air fryer, you can make French fries. Oh, life is so cruel.
I know. Doesn't it turn it around like that? But I don't know how you would cook a hamburger in there is what I could, because I'm not really sure how the machine works.
Well, it has a tray on the bottom to catch your grease and things. And then there's two shelves. Now, mine has a basket, too, but there seems to be two shelves, so I assume that you're putting it on the shelves. It does say, now hear me out, Scott, it does say read each and every one of these instructions before you even unpack this bugger. So you want to know what you're going to be doing. So, but I think that's basically how it is that you put, because there's a picture right here on the front of my Air Fryer Pro cookbook. That shows a piece of salmon. So there you go. I can do my salmon in there.
Well, I was just told through the internet that 12 minutes to cook a steak to medium.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah. So I'm trying not to get too overwhelmed with it, because I, too, don't really like to read instructions because it makes me nervous. I've already given back one present because I said... You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. My friend got me a blood pressure reader with a cuff. Isn't that fun?
That's a good gift.
But it comes with a cuff, and I laid all the I laid everything out here on the counter, and it just made me so nervous looking at all of it, because I think all I do is put my little wrist cuff on and push a button, and it reads my blood pressure.
That's dangerous, too, because if you get nervous doing reading the instructions, your blood pressure goes up, and it might read higher than it actually is.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that one time, and I never believed it, but they said, if you take your blood pressure at home, and the first reading is high, mm-hmm. you immediately go into panic, And then it just gets higher and higher and higher because you're panicking now.
Well, that's why I don't know how familiar you are with blood pressure, but I mean, if you're in the doctor's office and you go in and it's a little high, they'll say, we'll check a little bit later, you know, after you have your office visit. And invariably, it does tend to come down some, but that's what's called white coat blood pressure, Scott.
Well, Charlie has that. He told me that his blood pressure always reads much higher in the doctor's office.
It's called white coat because you're in doctor's office.
Well, and I don't understand that. Well, you know what it is. We run this spot because I think stroke is a very dangerous thing, and we run that PSA on this station quite a bit about stroke, but they scare you because they go, I had a 180 over 74 and I had a stroke.
Yeah.
And you think, oh my goodness gracious, my blood pressure might have been there at one point.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean you would, but I mean, I guess what they're trying to say was, if you've ever experienced this, anything's possible. You know, you want to keep an eye on that, but at any rate, when I told this person, I said, oh, I'm just overwhelmed with this. I'd rather just stick with the one I have. He said, that's okay. I'll keep it.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. The one thing about this air fryer that I have a big question about, because I haven't opened it yet, do you think it's going to be easy to clean? Because those George Foreman grills were awful.
Well, I'll tell you why I think it probably will, because you can pull everything out. You just slide them out of their places and put them in the, wash them up. Now, I don't know about the surrounding wall of it. I suppose there would be spatters there, but there again, I think you're supposed to take a warm, fuzzy cloth and go in there and wipe that. I don't think it would be as bad.
Well, my thing is hamburgers, because to be honest with you, I do eat hamburger at home, but I've gotten away from it over the last maybe year or so because I live alone, and when I buy hamburger, this sounds lazy, but it is a production to get the skillet out and make, you know, I don't do it for just one or two hamburger patties, and then you put them in there, and you got to do all this, and then you flip them, and then you got to clean the pan, and so on and so forth, so it becomes more of a production.
Yeah.
Than like if you're making taco salad or something,
right.
Because you can keep that. But I'm thinking if I can cook these two hamburgers in an air fryer, that would make life a lot easier, and I guess it would probably work like the steak, I would think.
Well, I think so, too, and there again, I'm talking from your level here. At least I've got mine out of the box.
You're a step ahead.
But, yeah, we could start with hamburgers, and we'll go from there.
I wonder if you have to flip them.
Probably not, because they're laying on this wire.
So
almost like a group. I don't know, Scott. I haven't read my.
So there is a, because I haven't looked inside. So the inside looks kind of like a grill.
It's a there's two levels. There's a top level and then the bottom level, and then you got your drip pan on the bottom. And these things look like they're screened, you know, so grease can drip down through them. But I don't know if you have to turn or not. I haven't got that far in the manual.
Oh. So how many hamburgers do you think you could put on a particular...
Well, let me see. I'm looking at it, and there again, if you're talking about just a standard hamburger, I don't think... Looks like you could put four on each grill if you really, really wanted to. I never cook that many at a time. But there's two grills, and it does look like you could place four on each grill.
Well, that sounds good. I wonder what the popular items to cook, because on the, I think the box, it shows cooking French fries.
I suspect that's what everybody ran to, because so many people like French fries, and they want an easy way to do it. And look at me now, I can't, unless I make them for my friend, I won't even be, I suppose I could grill veggies, like green peppers and things like that, like they do at the fair.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I wonder what it is in the air fryer that you don't have to use any grease.
Well, for one thing, most everything you'd put in there probably has the grease in it. But, you know, that is a good question. I don't know what takes your fries. And because do they put anything at all on their potatoes when they put them in there?
My understanding is you just put it in there. And people talk about how they love them. Matter of fact, the person who got me mine... yesterday kept raving about how great this was and, you know, how much they use it all the time, and I just don't know.
Well, there again, I think when you first get into them and you make yourself a couple common things. Don't try to do anything fancy. Make things that you'd make every day or every week, whether they're either fries or hamburgers, you know, or that sort of thing. But I'm kind of excited about doing it, but I approach everything a little slow. I don't jump on it the minute I pull it out of the gift box.
You know, I'm squeamish, though, because here's my problem is, you know, hamburger is, I mean, it's not overly expensive, but it's not cheap.
I know.
And I don't want to go to the grocery store and buy hamburger and then put it in and then think, oh, man, was that done or not? And then you just have to throw it all out.
Oh, I'm sure your instruction book kind of gives you those... I wish I could give you, you know, but I'm new to this just like you are, Scott, so I'm, you know.
Well, I probably won't cook anything tonight, so maybe you'll have to tell me tomorrow.
Okay.
Are you going to use this thing tonight?
Oh, Scott, I'm afraid I'm not, because we went to my son's house, last night for Christmas, and she sent home a whole bunch of baked ham, so we're having ham tonight.
Well, I wonder if you could cook ham in there. I bet you could.
Yeah.
I bet
I'm sure.
That's a sausage for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, one thing yesterday, now this, for people who are on a diet, I went to my normal Christmas morning celebration, mm-hmm. where I've been going to for years, and I'll tell you, the spread, oh my goodness. There was ham, there was sausage, there was cinnamon rolls, there was baked bread, banana bread, blueberry bread, all this bread, there was biscuits and gravy,
oh,
there was biscuits that you could just put butter on, and then there were these little Santa Clauses, if you wanted to be healthy, that were strawberries and grapes and all kinds of things. I tell you, it was a spread yesterday morning. I don't know where all that food's going to end up, because it could feed an army.
Well, that's just it. See, you know, you want to make sure you've got enough for your, because I had everybody over Sunday evening, but I just had like orders and cookies, you know, things like that. So it was light, and everybody, they really enjoyed it that way.
You know, somebody, I forgot to say this the other day. Did you hear the Christmas Eve morning that I got the Donald Trump mug?
Yes, and I thought, don't throw that away.
No, no. See, people think I'm going to throw it away. I think, no, I'll probably put it up in here in the studio.
Okay, don't throw it away.
No, it's a nice mug. But I neglected to mention, because, you know, I've been on this tirade against gift cards,
uh-huh.
that in that mug, that person gave me a Wendy's gift card.
Oh, you bet you threw that away.
Oh, no. No. See, because I think that's where I'll be tonight. I'll be at the Wendy's tonight.
There you go. See, sometimes gift cards can be fun, especially when they're presented in such a stately manner.
But you know what that gift proved to me? Not the Wendy's gift card, but what that proved to me was, obviously, that gift had intention.
Mm-hmm.
It was from somebody I worked with, mm-hmm. so it wasn't even a family member or like a good friend. I mean, he's a friend, but I found out who it was. It was supposed to be secret, but I know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody I see outside of work, and yet they knew enough to get a gift that I'll always remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, with people who say that they can't find gifts for people, I think that's baloney.
Well, I think what you're saying there is the presentation included that iffy gift card, but yet it was presented in such a stately manner.
Well, you know, I loved it, though. I loved it, because to pull that out of there and see that, I thought, you know, this is fun. You know, this is what Christmas is about. I like this.
That sounds good.
Now, here, I have one more question for you, because this is an interesting thing. Somebody wanted the mug.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted, because I showed it to them on Christmas Eve, and they had listened to the show on Christmas Eve morning, and they said, can I have that mug? Because people think I'm going to throw it away. I would never throw a Christmas gift away. I would never do anything like that. So they said, can I have the mug? Now, I want to give them the mug, because I'm a nice person like that. If somebody
uh-huh.
says they like something of mine, I usually give it to them, unless it's like a kidney or something.
Uh-huh.
But yet I feel bad, because it's a Christmas gift, so should I give it to them?
I'm afraid I would keep it, because I would show that I really appreciated what the person got me, and that's one of those things, you know, like some people would throw it up against a wall, you know what I'm saying, but I'm afraid I would keep it. I appreciate my gift, and I want to keep it, so...
Well, I will keep it because I've never seen one quite like it, and it is a well... I bet the person put out some change for that mug.
Probably a donation, Scott. Well, really, it might have been a donation.
Well, you know, I like I said, I appreciate it, and I will keep the mug, and it is still with me. It's sitting on the counter at home.
I'm glad.
Well, hey, thanks for calling, and as soon as you use that air fryer, let me know how it
goes.
I
will let you know, yes.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Now, see, that's the type of call I like. And that's the type of call we need today because I've got nothing planned for 2 hours because guess what? It's the day after Christmas and people want to stay home and relax. So that's how it goes. Okay. Does anybody else have any stories from an air fryer? I know these are very popular. Has anybody else used one that can you cook hamburgers in them? Because that's what I really want to do. I want to go get some like ground beef and make some hamburger patties and put them in the air fryer and then maybe take them out and put some cheese on them and maybe some onion and have a hamburger. Is this possible? Can I do this with an air fryer? Does anybody know? What's the best thing to cook in an air? A steak would be good. Do you have to turn the steak in the air fryer? I don't know. 740-383-9944. Did anybody get an interesting Christmas gift? What did you get for Christmas? I got the air fryer and, of course, the Donald Trump mug. I'm getting a message here from the internet. Oh, okay. No. You know, I don't have my glasses on right now, so I had to lean in to see what was being said. I have my Donald Trump mug. I have my air fryer. I got some storage units, which I like. I got a hamper with a lid on it, which I've needed for a long time because I've been using just regular baskets. What else did I get? I got some picture frames. Somebody gave me some picture frames. So it was a nice Christmas. I enjoyed it. Very practical Christmas is what I would call it. What did you get for Christmas, and do you know anything about these air fryers? Because I have not even opened up the box yet, so I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I'd love to know what's on your mind and how you got through your Christmas 2019. And if you're up with us on this day after Christmas 2019, as now we head into the year 2020 in just about a week. Christmas is an interesting time, and when it's over, it certainly is over. Now, people, I leave my tree up till the first of the year because it's such a big production to put up the tree. That's my ritual. I put up the tree the day after Thanksgiving. Now Thanksgiving night. It's actually turned into Thanksgiving night now. And then I take down the tree on New Year's Day. Now, when do you take down your tree? Now, there's an interesting question. For those of you who have real trees and those of you who have fake trees, when do you take them down? Is there a ritual there? Do you leave your tree up for a long time? I know a lot of people put their trees up late this year. How long do you leave your Christmas tree up? Now, I know a lot of people will leave their Christmas trees up through July. There'll be Christmas trees galore in people's windows in July, but how long should you leave a Christmas tree up? Now, I believe the sanitation department will start picking up the Christmas trees today, but how long should you leave those up? I don't know. Mine stays up till New Year's Day because it's artificial and there's really no danger in it, and it's still fun to look at after Christmas. Does everybody feel less stressed now that Christmas is over? I know Christmas causes a lot of stress, and maybe now everybody can calm down a little bit and relax as we go into 2020. Those few days, Christmas Eve, well, really the weekend before Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, those are very high-stress days. And if you have a little kid, you don't get much sleep, and you're going from house to house and going to all the Christmas parties and the people who are putting on the parties or trying to make sure the parties are right. It can be a very hectic time of year. You know, I don't think many people in our audience have these air fryers, because I would like to know more about them. Do you have an air fryer in your home that you can use to cook certain things? If you have any recipes or any advice on how to use an air fryer, give me a call, 740-383-9944. 42 and a half minutes past the hour. Neighborhood Supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. Enter in the rear. The next one will be January the 14th. Neighborhood Supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. The next one will be on January the 14th. Don't miss that for love nor money. Now, here's a few things I was thinking about this morning as I was driving in. New Year's resolutions. Because now we are, what, 6 days from New Year's Eve? 5 days? 5 days, 6 days from New Year's Eve? Has anybody made any New Year's resolutions as of yet? And what is the best thing to cook on New Year's Day? Now, is it still pork and sauerkraut? I know for a long time it was pork and sauerkraut, but I don't, you know, I could never really understand why that was a big deal to have pork and sauerkraut, how that got associated with the New Year. I know there's usually a lot of New Year's Eve parties that go on. It's, I'll tell you, New Year's Eve is a time for big, big parties. But you know, do people even do that anymore with smartphones? Maybe people stay home now and just watch the ball drop on television. I don't know. You know, I've noticed a lot of people are sick. That's one thing I noticed over Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Why are so many people sick? They've got some kind of flu, they've got some kind of cough, they've got some kind of stomach ailment. Is anybody out there ill? Are you listening right now through the Vicks VapoRub? Is something, have you contracted something? You know, and we talked, do you remember back in the summer when we talked about the Tecumseh shutting down here in Marion, the Tecumseh plant? And we really had a lot of response on that, and that was a lot of fun. We had former Tecumseh employees calling in, so on and so forth. That was a lot of fun. And one thing I was thinking about this morning is all the shows that have been at the Palace Theater and the Fair and the old theaters here in Marion. I wonder if any of you remember the great shows over the years that have been at these establishments. Now, I remember the big shows. I remember seeing Don Knotts and Tim Conway at the Palace. They were performing together. I remember seeing Roy Clark. I think I've told that story before. Roy Clark from Hee Haw. I remember watching him at the Palace. I remember seeing Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family. I remember seeing her at the Palace. I remember Bill Cosby, who did two sold-out shows at the Palace at one point. Now, I remember when Bob Newhart was at the Palace, but I did not go to that show. I don't remember the reason why, but I did not make it there to see Bob Newhart. Does anybody remember the shows? Now, these are pretty well recent. These are pretty well probably since the late 90s. Does anybody remember shows that were at the Palace Theater prior to 2000? Or maybe some shows since then that I'm not talking about. It's always interesting to hear the people who've been through that famed establishment. Or do you have any stories of the Palace Theater or any of the other theaters in Marion off the top of your head? The theaters in Marion are very interesting. We had the Ohio Theater, we had the Palace Theater, and I believe there was another theater somewhere. And then I think the Grand Opera House became the Ohio Theater after the fire that was had there in the early 1900s. And then I think it became the Ohio Theater. And I think the structure of the Ohio Theater still exists inside the Elks, because that's where the Ohio Theater was. So it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting subject to talk about. Does anybody have any stories of the Palace Theater or the Ohio Theater or any of the theaters in Marion when you were young? Were those fun places to hang out? Were there shows there? See, because I'm always confused. Were they showing movies? Were there live performances? Was it like a dinner theater? I'm not really sure how these theaters were run back in those days. Does anybody have any stories of the old theaters here in Marion? So we're talking about theaters here in Marion, home remedies for all these people who are ill. What's a good home remedy for a stomach ailment? Now, I've always heard ginger. If you're not going to use the Pepto or the Maalox or the Tums or anything like that, I've always heard that ginger tea will do it. That if you make a cup of tea and you put some ginger in it, that will calm your stomach down. Are there any other good remedies for an upset stomach? Because I know a lot of people are getting that this time of year. A matter of fact, I'll tell you a little story. I wish I would have been able to ask this question yesterday morning. On Christmas Eve, we had the party at my house, and a lot of food was there that's not normally there. A lot of food was there that I don't normally eat. So on Christmas Eve, I ate a lot of this food because it's a holiday and you do what you do. And I ate a lot of this food. I was perfectly fine, no problems, but I was eating later than I normally eat. It was probably after midnight, and I was still eating some of this food as I was putting it away. So I go to sleep on Christmas Eve, and I wake up yesterday morning, Christmas morning, at like 5 o'clock, and I have the worst pain in my stomach. So I get out of bed, and I go into the restroom, and I just sit there for a few minutes, and then eventually it kind of subsided. But I think it was because I ate too much and went to bed too quick. And then I was fine the rest of the day. There were no issues. But I wonder if a cup of ginger tea would have helped there. Has anybody ever had a problem like that, where you eat too much, and then you go to bed right away, and then you wake up in the middle of the night or early morning, and it's not a pleasant encounter? I hate that. Why do all illnesses come at night? Does anybody know the answer to that? Why do you always get sick in the middle of the night? It's very rare that you get sick during the day. You don't wake up in the morning feeling fine, and then all of a sudden at 6 o'clock you're ill. Why does it always happen in the middle of the night? Or why do you always wake up? You always hear that phrase, well, I woke up this morning and I had a cold. I woke up this morning and I had the flu. I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock and my stomach was upset. Why does it always happen in the middle of the night? Does it have something to do with your body relaxing? I don't know why people always get sick in the middle of the night. It's very strange. I wish somebody had the answer to that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Everybody kind of relaxing after the Christmas holiday. I know, I wish I was relaxing too. So many factories staying home today. So many people who didn't have to go to work today. Everybody kind of taking it easy. I think the only things that will probably be very busy today are the stores that will be dealing with all the returns. I don't know how long that process goes on, usually for a couple days. Then it kind of cools down a little bit. But boy, if you go in today with a return, it'll be rough. You'll be standing in a line. I know some people try to go early. Did anybody get a gift this year that they have to return, that they're willing to admit to? I don't know that I've ever really had to do that. Maybe sometimes people buy the wrong size of clothes. I didn't get any clothes this year, but sometimes you'll get the wrong size clothes and you have to go return them for the right size, or the wrong size shoes or something like that. So that's happened before. But I don't think I have any issues this year with returns, which is kind of nice. Still looking for suggestions on the air fryer. Does anybody have any suggestions on that? We're here. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Give us a call. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We would love to hear how your Christmas went. Are you ready for the big New Year's? Why do we do pork and sauerkraut on New Year's Day? What do you use for a home remedy? Is it ginger and tea to help with an upset stomach? Do you remember any shows from the old palace theaters that went on for so long? It's an interesting time, to say the least. You know, I do have some trivia questions. Matter of fact, these trivia questions date back to before Christmas. That's how far they go back. Because we started with the Christmas trivia in December, but these were actually left over from sometime in, when was it? Probably November, probably before Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll get to those in the next hour. Have people noticed how quick they're putting up this Panda Express on Route 95? Has anybody heard when that's going to be open? They are really doing some work on that. I see the drive-through that they're putting in there. Went by it the other day. Looks like that's coming along very nice. You know, we all heard that Wendy's, before they rebuilt on Route 95, was supposed to be moving down to where Panda Express is. And then I guess they wouldn't let them put a cut in the road there. That's what we all heard. They wouldn't let them put a cut in the road, so Wendy's decided not to move down there. And somehow Panda Express has decided to move there. But what I don't understand, Panda Express has a drive-through. So why? They're not going to get a cut in the road. So why couldn't Wendy's have done what Panda Express is doing? Does anybody know the story behind that? Why Panda Express is able to put in a drive-through and Wendy's was not? Or was the Wendy's moving story just a big joke? Was that never going to happen? Did that story just come about because they tore down the old Wendy's? I don't know. That was always kind of a weird story. Because if Wendy's did buy that area, I don't understand why the cut in the road was so important. Because obviously they probably would not put a stoplight up there, which would have been dangerous. Now, on the other hand, down where Dunkin' Donuts is going to go by the Jiffy Lube, I did see that that house is gone. Not only have they removed the windows, but the house is gone, so the work on the Dunkin' Donuts will probably be coming around very soon. Does anybody know when they tore down that house? I think I just passed it on, was it Monday? Sunday or Monday. And I saw the house was completely gone. So Dunkin' Donuts might be there before you know it. Or I guess they don't call it Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They just call it Dunkin' now. But does anybody know when that house went away? When they tore that thing down? Well, I guess it wasn't a house. It was a beauty shop was the last thing that was there. But the construction on that is moving very quickly. Also, has anybody noticed... Oh, the smoothie place. Has anybody noticed the smoothie place out by Jimmy John's? They're open. They've got a sign in the window. Are they doing well? Has anybody been out to the new smoothie place? I'd like to hear how it is. I have not been out there yet. Gotten any of their smoothies. What exactly is a smoothie? Now, I know it has to do with fruit, but what goes into a smoothie? Is it just fruit, or do you add something else in there? I don't think it's milk, or maybe it is milk. I don't know. What I would not think there's a lot of call for smoothies, but maybe there are. Maybe a lot of people drink them. I don't think there's a drive-through there at the smoothie place next to Jimmy John's. But smoothies are a very in thing to be doing right now, so maybe that'll go over well. Has anybody been to the smoothie place out by Jimmy John's? Does anybody know when the house was torn down, the beauty shop, that will make way for Dunkin' Donuts? What do you think of the construction on the Panda Express? A lot of new stuff going on here in Marion, a lot of new places to check out in 2019 as they open. Are there any big events planned for 2019 here locally as the new year rings in? I haven't heard too much so far, but I'm sure we'll hear a lot more as the week goes on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open on this day after Christmas, December 25th, 2019. 58 minutes past the hour. We're going to break here for news and weather momentarily and then come back with much more in hour number two. Do want to remind you the Charlie Evers Show will be on this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And then later on today, we'll have the Adam the Computer Guy Show from 2:10 to 3 p.m., so a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio. It is interesting how when Christmas is over, all the Christmas songs disappear. It's really like the snap of a neck, the snap of your fingers. You turn around, and all of a sudden, it all disappears. There's a radio station, I think it's out of Columbus, that just continually plays Christmas songs. I think they start somewhere around Thanksgiving, and they just play them right on through Christmas Day. And I think they're done now. And it happens so quick. It happens in the blink of an eye. The Christmas season's over, and we're on to the new year. And all those Christmas commercials, which started the day after Halloween, all disappear as well, too. It's amazing how quickly we prepare, we get ready for the big Christmas holiday, and it all disappears so quickly, and we're on to the next thing, which is New Year's, which is just a week away. So stay tuned. We've got news, weather, other information coming up right around the corner, and then I'll be back with another hour here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. If that's you, call back in the next hour. We'll be back.
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end, it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla,
and so I don't know that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is after it.
Do you regret not getting as many award Emmys, things like that? Does that ever factor in?
No, because I say the work is its own reward. You can't decide who's going to give you an award for the work. As long as you